My guest at this time is Chuck Nash, U.S. Navy captain retired. He is a Fox News military analyst and is an expert on Iran, its nuclear program, and its role in the Middle East. We want to get his thoughts today as we get more and more bad news about the progress of ISIS, this tentacle of al-Qaeda that in some ways is even more radical than al-Qaeda itself. It seems to be gathering up more and more territory in Iraq, and other reports suggest that Iran may have a more direct impact in defending the current regime there. And Chuck, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Let's start with identifying who exactly ISIS is. People keep reporting that this is a group that was formerly affiliated with al-Qaeda, and now it is not being officially endorsed by al-Qaeda anymore. Apparently, it's gone even too radical for that organization. These are the people that we appear to be cheering for in Syria, but they're obviously couched as the bad guy here in Iraq. So how do we connect the two?
Well, they're definitely bad guys. They got their start as al-Qaeda in Iraq. You might remember Zarqawi, who U.S. forces killed several years ago in an airstrike. But what happened was the group was very indiscriminate, and they were killing Muslims as well as Christians and Shia. So what happened was when that organization, after the death of Zarqawi, they next appeared across the border over in Syria, where they fought not only the regime, but other more, we'll call them moderate, if you can, groups of opposition to the regime, even those fighters. So these guys, just they kill anybody who gets in their way. Well, now that they're back inside of Iraq, and they've got this guy Baghdadi, who is their leader now, it's been recently discovered that instead of just being your run-of-the-mill barbaric Muslim terrorist army, these guys have a very, very sophisticated fundraising and criminal enterprise that has brought them tens of millions of dollars. And they are not state-supported per se, as the intelligence community originally thought, but in fact have been raising money through a vast criminal enterprise. They have now moved back into Iraq. Recent headlines, I'm sure your listeners are aware, have swarmed all the way down and are approaching, they are south of Tikrit and approaching Baghdad from the north, and of course are in Fallujah out to the west and Ramadi. So long story short, bad guys, long experience inside of Iraq, now combat trained and hardened in Syria, disassociated from al-Qaeda because al-Zawahi said, no, you guys are out because you're killing Muslims, you're bad press. So even the lead of al-Qaeda sees these guys as bad news. And now they're so powerful that they were able to find sympathetic Sunni who were enraged at the current Maliki/Iranian puppet government, that they are even falling in and giving them support as they swarm south.
On the flip side of this now, you've got the Iraqi military clearly scrambling. They're surrendering and shedding their uniforms in droves. They had some sort of spontaneous mass recruitment drive, but given the coordination of the enemy here, it doesn't look like that's going to do too much. And as a result, you've got the Iranians now not even all that covertly promising, and in some cases already heading into Iraq. So what's the best case scenario here? An obvious Iranian-controlled Iraq?
That's what we're going to wind up with. What we're going to wind up with is a stalemate when these ISIS fighters, backed by the local Sunni, come up against the two-thirds of the population, Baghdad and south, that is Shia. And the Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani has called for a Shia uprising for people to come from the villages, sign up, and go fight the Sunni. So, essentially, Iraq is turning into a religious civil war, and I use that term advisedly because there has always been a civil war within Islam after Muhammad died between those who support Ali, the Shia, and the other Islamic group, Muslim group. So they had basically a falling out over who would succeed Muhammad. And it goes way, way back. So they've been fighting ever since. But it's a civil war in that you can't clearly say, all the Sunni are fighting on this side, or all of the Shia are fighting on this side. They're not. The Iranians had previously funded ISIS when they were fighting, fighting in Syria, and even before that, when they were al-Qaeda in Iraq, and they were fighting U.S. forces in Iraq. So the lines are very blurred. It's just a big mess.
So if this is a big mess and a huge civil war with whatever outcome, clearly bad for us, it sounds like you think one would be slightly worse than, or maybe even much worse than the other. What do we do here? Do we just let them slug it out and see what happens, or do we need to take some sort of definitive role here?
I think, and quite frankly, I'd be happy if they just all killed each other. It's such a mess. The Iraqis, with the American blood and treasure, were given an opportunity to overthrow a despot, Saddam Hussein, and actually have a clear path. Instead, the Maliki regime has decided to persecute the Sunni, which has set this thing up. This has been inevitable, Greg, because the government has decided to take retribution on the Sunni population. So I think what we're going to see is a stalemate. We're going to have the Sunni north and the west of Baghdad, Ramadi, and west toward the Syrian border. And then you're going to have the two-thirds Shia population, Baghdad and south, down toward Basra. And then you're going to have the Kurdish north. And when that happens, that will start the next round of Middle East conflict, because the Turks and the Iranians will not be happy with an independent Kurdistan. The Syrians are not going to be happy with the Sunni to their east and a very volatile state. And the other thing that's going to happen is these ISIS guys, as happened with the al-Qaeda in Iraq, as soon as the mainstream Sunni no longer needed their vicious fighters, they got rid of them. And that was called the Anbar Awakening, or the Tribal Awakening, the Sons of Iraq, and all that kind of stuff. So those guys, they only have a limited amount of time to really entrench themselves in the Sunni population. And the Sunnis do not want to live under such a brutal, barbaric government as ISIS would bring forth. So this whole thing, when I say a mess, I mean a mess. There isn't one saving grace in any of this.
Two quick questions before we let you go. Number one, a lot of oil produced in Iraq, regardless of who ends up controlling it. And from what you describe, it could be both of them controlling different sectors of the oil in Iraq. What's the impact on us?
The impact on oil prices are going to go up. And that is one of the places where ISIS made a vast part of its fortune, which was selling oil that it had stolen in the eastern from the eastern oil fields in Syria, and actually selling it back to the Syrian regime.
And finally, a lot of political chatter over the past few days about the president heading out west, giving a commencement address, focusing more on climate change than what's going on in Iraq or some of these other stories that are gathering a lot of headlines, playing golf. You just described this as just a horrible situation with really no positive solution. So was that just really tone deaf on his part, or was there really just not much he can do at this point?
I think because of all of the inactivity and the mismanagement for the last 8 years, there's not much you can do now. You know, if it's like personal choices in your life. If you decide to drink two bottles of scotch and smoke three packs of cigarettes a day, and you do that for 8 years, and then you start to notice the effect that it's having on your body, going to a doctor and saying, okay, I'm ready to do something about this, it just may be too late.
Sobering all the way across the board, but as often is the case when we discuss the Middle East, it is the reality on the ground. Chuck, thank you very much for being with us.
You bet, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, Fox News military analyst, expert on Iran. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.